Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Matthew McKenzie. Thanks for joining us today. As we begin prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for what He's done, is doing, and continues to do. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, You have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us by Your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor run into any danger, and that guided by Your Spirit, we may do what is righteous in Your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, as I read Your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that You lead me and give me understanding. I ask that You would draw near and meet with me and lead me into Your kingdom today. Psalm 74. O God, why do You cast us off forever? Why does Your anger smoke against the sheep of Your pasture? Remember Your congregation, which You have purchased of old, which You have redeemed to be the tribe of Your heritage. Remember Mount Zion, where You have dwelt. Direct Your steps to the perpetual ruins. The enemy has destroyed everything in the sanctuary. Your foes have roared in the midst of Your meeting place. They have set up their own signs for signs. They are like those who swing axes in a forest of trees, and all its carved wood they broke down with hatchets and hammers. They set Your sanctuary on fire. They profaned the dwelling place of Your name, bringing it down to the ground. They said to themselves, "We will utterly subdue them." They burned all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, and there is none among us who knows how long. How long, O Lord, is the foe to scoff? Is the enemy to revile Your name forever? Why do You hold back Your hand, Your right hand? Take it from the fold of Your garment and destroy them. Yet God, my King, is from old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by Your might. You broke the heads of the sea monsters on the waters. You crushed the head of the Leviathan. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. You split open springs and brooks. You dried up ever-flowing streams. Yours is the day, Yours also the night. You have established the heavenly lights and the sun. You have fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, O Lord, how the enemy scoffs, and a foolish people reviles Your name. Do not deliver the soul of Your dove to the wild beasts. Do not forget the life of Your poor forever. Have regard for the covenant, for the dark places of the land are full of the habitations of violence. Let not the downtrodden turn back in shame. Let the poor and needy praise Your name. Arise, O God, defend Your cause. Remember how the foolish scoff at You all the day. Do not forget the clamor of Your foes, the uproar of those who rise against You, which goes up continually. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflected on this scripture, I kept coming back to this theme that's running in the background. When we feel wronged or an injustice is occurring, God is our avenger. Notice how the psalm starts out. The author begins his frustrations with an acknowledgement that God controls the fate of those that are attacking His people. There's many stories in the Old Testament about how God allowed other nations to humble his people when they did not obey, when they didn't worship God as he ought to be worshiped. Think of the stories in Kings that begin with, "And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord's anger burned against him." God's people understand that their fate was firmly in the hands of their Lord, not in the hands of the attackers or their current circumstances. As a person who likes to take charge, being comfortable and not having control means I must know the one that does have control intimately. Verses 12 through 17 shows the author has a history and an understanding of who God is. Knowing God's personality through generational and personal experiences develops a trust and a reliance that produces peace and assurance. Without knowing that God is both champion of justice and a champion of mercy, I cannot trust that he will avenge those who are committing evil around me or against me. Experiencing and recognizing God's intervention in our lives really allows us to know God's personality intimately and develop a trust and affection that exceeds every relationship we can have on earth. When we cling to God during times of desperation and we acknowledge him in times of his mercy and bounty, we entangle our lives intimately with our Creator in a way that brings us fulfillment like nothing else. We recognize that God's ways are far superior than our own, and we're only satisfied when we set our hopes, our dreams, and our desires in perfect alignment with God's. It can feel overwhelming to give God everything all at once, so build momentum gradually. What's one thing you're holding on to that you can give to the Lord, submitting to however he wants it to go? Share this with someone close to you and pray together with them for peace as you let God redeem the situation in his way and in his timing. Lord, thank you for this day you have made and the word you've put before us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy in revealing yourself to me and for shepherding my life for your glory and my gain. Lord, I don't always understand your ways and your methods, especially as I walk through challenging seasons. I pray for the grace to remember who you are and what you've done for me. I pray that I consider it joy when you place me in hardship and that I'm quick to run to you and not rely on my own strength. I pray that I hold on to this life and what it can offer loosely, and that I grow my wealth in ways that have eternal significance. Lord, you are a good Father, and I'm most satisfied when I'm near you. Thank you for your goodness towards me, and let me find my hope and my joy in you alone, always. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come. Amen.